with that joke. I snorted, thanks.
The following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian B. Jemine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the scene where it was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I'll tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for XXX movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
This is the president.
Mr. President, we have a situation.
He was trained to kill.
CIA, FBI, DEA all roll up into one.
Then left for dead.
I know what they did to your family.
And now he's back.
Machete.
For his most dangerous mission yet.
We need you, Machete. Revolutionary south of the border. He's got a missile aimed at Washington.
Noah had his arc. I got mine.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the To Be Tuesdays podcast. It is a co-production of the Super Network and Pop4D. I am your host, Super Marcy, and I am joined today by the two awesome hosts that make this show along with myself. And it makes us the number one To Be related podcast hosted by two Australians and one Canadian. I'm joined by Bede Jemine, the terrible Australian, the best of the worst that Australia has to offer. Hello, Bede.
Hi, Marcy. How are you?
I'm doing all right, doing all right. Once again, we are recording in Melbourne's lockdown, and it's driving us mad a little bit, but here we are.
Indeed, and I think if my calculations are correct, and I could be completely wrong, so I need to confirm this before I say anything, so give me just one little second, and of course my phone started to fuck up. Which is now I've derailed. We're not even like 5 minutes into this podcast that I've already derailed it.
You haven't even introduced me yet.
I know.
Let's introduce Batch and then I can say what I need to say.
Exactly. Now for the Canadian portion of the To Be Tuesdays podcast, please welcome Professor Batch. Hello, Batch.
Hey, I'm back. I'm back. I was away last week, but I'm back today.
Yes, the whole crew is finally back together after a couple of weeks of illnesses and scheduling conflicts, but we are all back. And if this is the first time you are listening to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, this is a podcast where we do a audio commentary slash watch along to a film that one of us has picked. We take picks every week and let our Patreons at patreon.com/thesupernetwork also vote on picks. We find these on the free, yes, free streaming service, tubetv.com. Now, this service is free because they do show ads, so prepare folks to see some ads. That Bede will just explain that a little bit later before we start the film. But I encourage everybody to go to tubetv.com because it is the best streaming service. It has classic films on there. It has bargain bin forgotten about VHS rips on there. It is amazing. Now, Bede, have you found out what you wanted to tell us?
Indeed. We might be a few weeks late on this, but when our episode of Xander Lee dropped, that actually marked the first year of the To Be Tuesdays podcast.
Because it been a year of this already?
Wow.
Yes, because this show launched on July 28th, and I believe Xander Lee was roughly dropped around near that date, so we're about 2 weeks late of our first anniversary.
It feels like 50. How is this only 1 year?
Happy anniversary!
A bit late for the anniversary, but we'll celebrate anyway.
And
if you stuck with us for the full year, folks, I'm very, very sorry. I'm so sorry.
But we love you. And especially this year, we have managed to keep this up on a weekly basis because on the Super Network, this is our weekly podcast, and along with Pop4D's Web Tales, a Spider-Man podcast, that is their weekly show, along with this one. So we're very active, and we've managed to keep this going. And next week, which happens to be episode 30, will be my pick. So I'm planning on destroying you both. But this week is Batch's pick. So please, Batch, let us know what you've picked and why.
I figured it's my pick this week, so I might as well show up on the show.
Yes.
So, to be Tuesday, let's be honest, guys. It's a house of cards. It can't all be, like, god-awful bullshit. It can't all be, like, amazing. We got to find that fine line. Sometimes it's got to be some this way. Sometimes it's Nicolas Cage covering himself in paint. Sometimes it's puppets having sex. Sometimes it's Eric Roberts. But I think it's time for some Danny fucking Trejo.
Yeah.
So it's time for some Robert Rodriguez on this motherfucker.
Fuck yeah.
So I'm bringing the fun this week. This week we're doing Machete Kills. Because it's the one on Tubi. So we're starting with the sequel.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's like, forget the first film. We're going straight to the sequel.
Yeah, we're starting with the not as good one.
And I haven't seen this one. I've seen the first one. I don't think I ever saw the sequel, so it'll be my first time watching it.
Well, that continues our trend, because one of the whole purposes of doing Tubi Tuesdays in the first place is to try to pick films that either none of us, or one of us, or two of us haven't seen before. Yes. So
that is true.
But I have seen this film before.
We're back to the original premise of the show.
Yes.
At least one of us hasn't seen this, and that's me.
Okay.
So, yes. Very excited.
We should know. Is this going up? Is the video this going up for the Patreon?
Yes.
So we should note the official. There's a new member of the Hall of Fame from Pieces. Bluto from Popeyes made the Hall of Fame book.
Yes. Yes.
And he's looking pretty suspicious of the guy from Night Killer. Yes. So he doesn't trust that guy.
And because I might not have been on that episode, but I have seen Pieces and I do like that movie, I'm cool with him on the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I know you weren't on Bailout, but I think you should watch Bailout because David Hasselhoff probably needs to be on the Hall of Fame.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not just anybody can be on my Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I mean, I only got five spots, and Connie's, like, got a lifetime spot here. So.
Yes.
Yeah, well, Connie is number one. Well, Connie was the whole reason the whole Hall of Fame came into existence in the first place. So he's got to stay on it.
Yeah.
So, but before we start the movie, which is funny, we're talking about Bailout because Danny Trejo had a small part in that movie. So we always talk about how do we link all the movies back together for this Tubi cinematic universe. I'm going to make the canon that his character in Bailout is actually Machete.
It was.
Okay.
And then you somehow tied in Pieces to Bailout, so it's still continuing.
What was the tie-in to Bailout and Pieces?
Well, David Hasselhoff's character plays tennis. I'm going to say that his tennis teacher was the female character who's a tennis teacher who also works for the police force. So that way it connects it back to that movie.
Was there fried chicken in Bailout?
Unfortunately, no.
Fuck that
and
bullshit.
I'm upset. I mean, even though I have seen Machete Kills, and I don't remember if there is any or not, but if fried chicken is not featured in this film, I'm going to be very upset.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Let's get going.
Because Machete needs fried chicken. Okay. Thoughts on the ground rules.
Yes. Ground rules.
So what you need to do is go to Tubi, or if you have the movie on DVD or Blu-ray, that'll also work as well. Look up Machete Kills. And then we're going to play the movie from the very start. So I'm going to count us down from five. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie. And our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But I'm pretty sure based on all of our previous episodes, even if you don't have this film playing on your local Tubi, or even if you have the film yourself, I'm sure the episode will still be a fun listen to regardless on its own.
We now, don't edit course, shit. Other shows would edit the commercials, not us. Nope. We ain't editing no. shit.
No, because we want everyone to experience the full Tubi experience.
Yeah, it's the full Tubi experience. So basically, if you are watching it on Tubi or not on Tubi, and we have an ad and you don't, just pause your movie and listen to us talk through the ads or whichever. You can listen to it without watching the movie because we're so fucking entertaining. This is why we are such a popular podcast, at least in my mind.
Indeed. And also, and when the ads are finished, we'll let you know and then you can restart the movie again.
And we'll give you some timestamps just to make sure if you are watching along, you know where we're all up to. So let's do this, bitch.
All right, let's do this. Are we ready for Machete Kills?
Yes.
Machete ready.
Let's do this. Okay. I'll count us down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hopefully, we're off. Well, we might be slightly delayed already. We're at 4, 5 seconds. There we go. It's a Viz films. It's Viz.
How do you say that? Freddy. It's a Viz film.
Freddy, what are you doing?
Viz.
Sorry, my dog, when I'm doing this, always freaking tries to do something.
Ugh. Freddy wants pats.
Yes. Freddy is text.
See, I'll be interested to see like the subtitles on this movie.
Yes.
Yes, I do. Yep. Yeah. I did put on the subtitles. So.
Pop for the coming attractions music. I always pop for that.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
I like how they spell preview wrong in that coming attractions ad. Meanwhile, in the future.
Meanwhile, Machete Spaceman.
In space!
Spice!
Wow, I've not seen this.
Space Babes. That was Elia Gonzalez, she's been in, like, everything lately. She's been in, like, Battle Angel Leader, Godzilla vs. Kong, Hobbs and Shaw. She's been, like, everything lately. Or is it Eliza Gonzalez? I that's why I'm forgetting her first name. In space! In space!
And Justin Bieber, why?
Well, oh, well, Bieber robot has now been blown up. Hello, Lady Gaga.
Okay, stop the commentary right here. We got a friggin' lightsaber machete. Yes. It's not going to get better than that.
Yes.
And it's... Oh, my God. Actor subject to check.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm pop 4D for that.
Pop 4D for that.
I'm pop 4D for the fact that they're showing a trailer for the sequel to this movie.
Yep.
Yes. Which so far still hasn't come out yet.
In that next movie, Machete Don't TikTok.
Yes. I'll pop 4D for that joke.
I like how it just basically said Lady Gaga, she can be whoever she wants to be. Damn right she can.
So this is the movie.
Yes.
This is the actual movie.
Okay. And they're not in space?
No.
Damn it.
They get to there.
I just love this. For a joke from Grindhouse, we've got like two movies.
Yes. Technically, you got three because you got, Hobo with a Shotgun. Because that was like, they did a competition for that movie. Mm. The trailer won, and then they were like, oh, let's make that into an actual film as well.
But didn't they make Thanksgiving as well?
No, it's been rumored for years that Eli Roth says he's going to make it, but he never does.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, where's the Nicolas Cage fucking Nazi werewolf movie? That's the one I want.
If they're going to bring the Grindhouse series back, they should make a double feature between Thanksgiving and Werewolf Women of the SS.
Mm. I don't even remember what happens in the first. Machete. Batch, I think you're about 2 seconds ahead of us.
It's possible.
All good.
Machete do balaclava.
Oh, Jesus. So...
This dude looks like a cross between Zachary Levi and Bradley Cooper.
But
so he's Zachary Cooper.
Yes, Zachary Cooper.
Jessica Alba was in the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like the FBI agent who was trying to track down Machete. But yeah, then they fell in love, even though...
Yeah.
Even though in real life, Danny Trejo could be Jessica Alba's grandfather.
Yeah. I do... It was Seagal was the villain in that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was sitting... And he... And just... It trademarks Seagal, he was sitting down in most of that movie until the end.
Yeah, exactly. See, I have seen it, but just not since it came out, and I never got around to seeing this one. Even though I was kind of excited that, you know, Lady Gaga was in a movie, but now she's like, you know...
A lot of movies. She's,
yeah.
Yeah, and an Oscar winner now, too, so...
Mm.
So a lot has happened since this movie was released.
Yeah. This is the one she leaves off her filmography.
Oh, if I was Lady Gaga, I would totally leave this movie on my filmography. Yeah. Although, funnily enough, though, I think Lady Gaga actually got a Razzie nomination for this movie. Aww. For Worst Supporting Actress. But I think at the... But to be fair, I think
to
it was...
Fair.
Just, to be fair?
Yes. I think it was just the Razzies being assholes because, like, you know, it's a famous person and they just nominate whoever's, like,
yeah,
big at the time.
Yeah.
Look at these Venom motherfuckers.
What the fuck? You're not
wrong. Oh, it's black-suited Spider-Man. Multiple black-suited Spider-Men.
That's why Batch said it was Venom.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I didn't catch that joke. I know. I'm on delay. What can I say?
Is Mel Gibson in this?
Yes, he is.
He's the villain.
And Charlie Sheen?
Yep.
Well, no, he's Carlos Vestes in this movie.
Oh,
Marcy.
Sorry.
Vestes, yes. Money shot.
My here it comes. Oh.
Decapitation.
Wow.
I want to see I want to see in a movie. Oh, that guy split in half. Machete. What happened to that guy? Machete. What happened to that guy? He split.
Oh, don't.
I like how basically
that motherfucker.
I know. Basically, like, I like how Machete basically just puts his machete in, like, an electrical equipment and then zaps the other guy with his other hand.
And he's fine.
Yeah, because he's Machete.
Hey, it's Rey Mysterio. Wait.
Oh, shit.
Mm. His name was Mysterio. Fuck.
Holy shit, and Jessica Alba got shot in the head.
Well...
Turns out this is the same cartel from Three from Hell.
Yes. Oh no, my child bride.
His child.
Seriously, Danny Trejo could be Jessica Alba's grandfather. Because in real life, right now, Danny Trejo is 77 years old.
Yeah, but you know,
and he still looks great.
He's one of those men that, you know, nobody feels the age with Danny Trejo.
Exactly.
I was going to say something and I forgot.
Danny Trejo is the ultimate Canadian hard 30.
Yes!
Damn straight he is. Hey, William Sapler.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say Jessica Alba got shot because no one likes her cleaning products or whatever the fuck she makes. I don't remember. Was he in the first one?
No, he wasn't in the first one, though.
What the fuck? I really needed to have watched.
I think pretty much Jessica Alba's really the... And Michelle Rodriguez are the only two people from the first movie back in this one.
So it's all new. I'm not even going to pay attention to what's going on. I don't need a plot line for Tubi movies.
Yes, you do.
No!
Am I a Texas sheriff stereotype to you?
Say your son, I say your son.
He needs to channel, what's his name? Judge Reinhold from Sandley.
Yes.
Assassin!
He needs the bug eyes.
They should have got... See, William Sadler is basically playing Michael Parks as, like, Sheriff Earl.
That's right.
What's his face?
He was in that.
In this scene. Yeah. I can't remember the characters. It's Sheriff Earl something. I can't remember. And I should remember this because it's Michael fucking Parks. And he played that character.
I love it. He's just like... He's like...
No. This man can never die.
Hangin' ain't gonna do shit to Machete.
Machete don't die.
Well, don't forget, Danny Trejo has been a vampire, so he's probably already a vampire as we speak. Probably.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, yes, I am interested in long distance savings. Very interested.
Off with that joke. And I snorted, thanks.
I got one sort, so somebody has to try to make... Again, the one thing we have to do throughout all these shows is try to make me do a spit take.
Bede, you're a fuckhead. That's not going to make you do a spit take.
I mean... Oh, he's going to shoot me in the face! And I like how he just has, like, an old-school kind of gun to William Sadler. Like, something you see out of a Western.
That was like a Kurt Russell gun from Tango and Cash without the laser sight.
Yes. Quick Draw Productions. Do 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 do
do do do do do do do.
Quick Draw McGraw Productions.
Quick Draw McGraw. Machete kills with Danny Trejo.
This movie marks Robert Rodriguez's, at least at the time when they made this film, their 11th collaboration together with Danny Trejo.
Oh, sick.
Boo, Amber Heard, boo.
Oh.
Boo.
No.
I mean, she's not here, but boo.
Antonio Banderas.
I am Antonio, and I'm in this movie because it's a Robert Rodriguez production. Walt Goggins.
Hell yeah.
And William Sadler.
No Cheech in this movie, unfortunately.
Oh. Introducing Carlos Avestis. And Mel Gibson as the bad guy.
And Mel Gibson as himself. I mean, what? Okay, guys, no. You're going to have to continue without me for a few minutes. I can hear my cats doing something, and I think they might have... I don't know, they're destroying something. I just got to go check on it.
Yeah, no worries.
Oh, BRB, but... That was an interesting visual on the screen.
Yes. Boys. BRB. Boys. Dude. Now, Batch, when did you see this movie? Did you see this movie on the big screen or at home?
I saw this in theaters.
I saw it in theaters too, but the thing is, when it played in Australia, it only played for like maybe 1 or 2 weeks. Oh, ad. We got an ad.
Oh, no ad. Okay, so I am at 12:13.
Okay, well, this is only a quick ad, so there's only one, because it's just about to finish. We just had the shot of the White House, and it's coming back right now.
So, 12:13.
Okay, we're at the White House. Machete, don't walk down the White House. Oh, is that Jesse James?
Okay, you're ahead of me. You didn't tell me. Pause.
Oh, sorry, pause. Oh, shit. I can't do anything because Marcy's not here.
Oh, God. Okay, we're off the rails. Yeah,
we're off the rails. Well, you... All right, we're off the rails. We've got Charlie Sheen.
Okay. Well, I'm here now. Oh, here's Carlos Estevez.
That's not Charlie Sheen. That's Carlos Estevez.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a long walk, Estevez.
Carlos Estevez is Charlie Sheen's variant.
Yes. He's the one that never did cocaine.
Exactly. And, well, what I find interesting, because you got Carlos Silvestres, I almost said Charlie Sheen, and Mel Gibson in this film. I always got to give, like, you know, credit to Robert Rodriguez. He, like, whenever he makes a film, he always casts somebody who's kind of in a rough spot in their career at the moment, whether it's, like, personal problems or controversies and, like, you know what? These people are cool. I'm going to cast them in my movie in some really cool roles.
New rule for the drinking game for this podcast. Every time Bede mispronounces Estevez.
Yes.
Estevez.
Evestes.
Evestes. No! It's Carlos Esteban.
Esteboogie.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Now, remember, Carlos Eguado is the president of the United States of America.
Machete don't smoke.
And you know, this was around the time when I think a year after when Carlos Ibanez, had his like big breakdown where he was all like tiger blood and I'm winning.
That shit feels like it was 20 years ago, honestly.
Yeah, I know. Well, 8 years ago, because this movie came out 2013. So
Donald Trump saw this movie and thought, this is exactly what being a president's like.
Yeah, and right? That's like... I was thinking the same thing.
Now that you say that, Carlos is wearing the exact same kind of clothes that Donald Trump wore during his presidency.
Freddy, weird. The fuck are you doing? Why are my pets so stupid? Oh my lord. My cats decided to like just do a whole bunch of shit in the litter, open up a closed box and play in it. Now he's knocked off. Give me 2 seconds. He's knocked off a pot. Fucking
Freddy. Please don't let there be an ad.
Oh, there's totally going to be an ad.
Why, Freddy? Why? Sit on the fucking chair.
Miss Texas Pageant.
No, not my chair.
Fucking Amber Heard.
Boo, Amber Heard. Boo.
If Freddy wants to freaking be on the podcast, what do you think of Amber Heard, Freddy? Your silence, Freddy. It speaks volumes. He's never met Amber Heard, but, you know, he feels the pain.
Amber Heard wants to tear down the wall so she can build it around Johnny Depp so she can look more...
Well, to be fair...
To be fair!
I'm going to be booing John Cena in our upcoming Suicide Squad commentary, so...
Although, if you do the commentary for... the fuck movie was he in? The Marine...
Yes.
Lots of.
Well, eventually we're.
Now that the Marine's more of a Tubi Tuesdays movie.
It really is. And I've met the stars of the Marine.
Indeed.
Just for reference, I've met John Cena and Robert Patrick.
Indeed.
And I have photos with both of them.
Well, at least one of them.
I have photos with John Cena. You just see his clothes.
Yes.
It's him, I promise.
These are all the weapons I'm going to use against Johnny Depp.
Jesus Christ.
I'd like to have a big wardrobe with a lot of weapons like that. That'd be awesome. And just to open it up.
I want that, but all Nerf guns.
Yes.
Yes.
Secret compartment in my house that just opens up a whole arsenal of Nerf.
Yes. You know, speaking of Nerf, their brand actually makes the best dog toys because Freddy is very destructive with his teeth. And anything I've gotten from Nerf, even over Kong, he hasn't destroyed. So
Up 4D for the Swiss Army Knife Machete.
Yes.
Yes.
I want one of those. I want a room with just those.
Somebody comes over and they piss you off, Marcy, you'd be like, hey, check out all my weapons of Nerf.
But, like, does anyone really have this in their house?
You'd be surprised. I remember, like, a family friend, like, a long, long time ago when my parents and I went to go stay at his place. He, like, is, like, rich and stuff, or at least very well off. He actually legit had... like a big room that had guns on the walls.
Jesus. But was it hidden in his wardrobe?
It was like in a big humongous safe, like downstairs in his car garage. Obviously. But, yeah.
Well, Well, I was going to say, were you talking about what this movie? Does anybody have this in their house?
Yes. I wish I had this in my house. I want all those weapons. But like you say, Batch, they have to be nerfed weapons.
Yes.
I do have a samurai sword around here somewhere.
I've got a hammer and a sledgehammer. I'm going to
you mind if I call
shit.
you mind if I call you Eon? Elon? Whatever your name is.
This is a good gag.
Put on your 3D glasses.
I don't know. It's like, glasses.
Put on your 3D glasses right now, damn it.
But I don't have any.
It's okay. The movie's doing it for you. I think they're having sex, are they?
Yes. I don't know.
The movie is not in 3D.
Machete doesn't do women under 30.
I'm scared because, like, Amber Heard basically could be Danny Trejo's great-great-granddaughter.
Yeah. Machete doesn't do women under 30, obviously.
Hey, coming up.
Here we go.
Why doesn't my phone have a knife? Yeah.
Machete, don't tweet. It's not machete, it's machete.
Machete, but don't tweet.
But sometimes I Instagram.
Yes.
I Instagram my machete Swiss Army knife, whatever the fuck was.
I used to do a good Danny Trejo impression, but now everything is he who will not be named, so yeah. I can't start that. So.
Yeah, no. No, we can't do that. Hey, look, it's Bede's car.
Shut up! Hey, it's the brothel that's across the road from me.
Hey, it's Bede's brothel!
He walks in, Bede!
Is your brothel run by Sofia Vergara?
It isn't, but it will be now. I mean, hello, Sofia Vergara.
And
also, Alexa.
Sorry,
I was going to say Alexa Vega from Spy Kids is one of these sex workers.
I think she's gone a bit funny because she's like doing these scam thingies or something.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Scam thing.
I don't remember what it was.
Machete don't scam.
Machete don't do Sofia Vergara. She's too old.
Shit, they don't do Anne Marie.
Vanessa Hudgens.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, is she in this movie too?
Yeah, practically everyone is in this movie. There's Alexa Vega.
Actually, I'm going to look this up. I can't remember what she was doing, but she was doing something weird.
This also marks our second Alexa Vega film.
True, because one of our early ones was,
Reaper the Genetic Opera.
Yep.
Whoa!
Now, I'm confused, because isn't it Uncle Machete and Spy Kids?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the same character. Yeah, the Spy Kids films and the Machete films are in the same universe.
Okay. So what Alexa Vega was doing, I don't know if she still is, she was part of this thing called Young Living, which is a multi-level marketing scheme. There you go.
Okay.
So she's trying to get rich off the backs of others, basically.
So basically, the reason why they're trying to kill Machete is basically he turned down her proposal to be part of that scam.
Yep.
Hello, Vanessa Hudgens. Wow. Take me now.
She actually this is not what I meant!
Exactly.
She didn't want to escape. She just wanted to bang him because, you know, she's the right age for him.
And he's hot.
Yes. Vanessa Hudgens is like has a habit of working as a sex worker. It's like, sucker punch, now this.
The frozen ground.
That is true. She's getting typecast.
Don't all women love the look of a guy who is going to face like a used catcher's mitt?
Yes.
Yes.
Danny Trejo is my dream man.
Indeed. It's that mustache because he liked it. You know what it is? It's because he loves give mustache rides.
Yeah, he's good at it.
Machete does mustache rides.
Yes. Although, if you want to watch, if you want to watch a really good Danny Trejo movie that is on Tubi, Badass is really fucking good. I really enjoyed that one, and I'm gonna watch the sequels.
It's one of the rare ones where he's like the lead and not in it for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, like this, he's the lead, but it's actually a really good film. And he does get a younger lover in that movie too.
There's two types of Danny Trejo movies. There's movies like this where he brings his A game, and there's ones where he's just in it for a paycheck.
It's just like I always say, it's like between him and Eric Roberts, it's like a competition who can make the most movies in 1 week.
Yeah.
Well, he's been divorced like 4 times.
Yep.
I'm actually one of his secret ex-wives.
Yes.
Once I turned 30, always... that was it. He dumped me. He did warn me.
I was fine. Yeah. I always find it interesting, like, how, like, Robert Rodriguez, I mean, this is one of the things I love about him as a filmmaker, is, like, he can just assemble the most insane all-star cast for his films.
Even Spy Kids, it's like everyone's in it.
Yeah. Well, he got Stallone for the third one, right?
Yeah, he was the bad guy.
The toy bar.
Oh, shit!
She's dead! And just to add salt to the wounds, I'm just going to keep shooting as you fall out of the helicopter.
Who is this guy?
The thing I love about these movies, they just escalate quickly out of nowhere.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And, like, stuff just happens. Like, they just, like, switch gears, like, in terms of the plot. You think it's going to go one way, and it's like, nope.
I have no idea what's going on, and that's fine with me.
Jeff Bezos. Oh, wait, that's on him.
Why does he look like Latino Sam Rockwell?
Because it is Latino Sam Rockwell.
They couldn't get Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
Yeah, so because that would be problematic if they cast a white person as a Latino character. So that's why they got Damien Bishop. Academy Award nominated actor Damien Bishop, I might add.
I feel like he's channeling Sam Rockwell.
Yes. Well, that's the thing I love about him in this movie, because he's, like, having way too much fun than anyone should, in their right mind, should be in a film like this.
And he knows exactly what movie he's in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
In contrast to Machete with Steven Seagal, he's just sitting there like, where's my subway?
Exactly.
Do you know what this movie needed?
What's that?
It needed a stoned Rob Van Dam to be the ultimate Tubi movie.
Yes.
This is essentially the same plot as Suicide Squad, like, except a giant starfish, he's got a nuclear missile.
That poor starfish. He just wanted
friends. But that starfish, he just wanted friends. That's why he, like, oh, well, we don't want to say anything to ruin the movie for any of our listeners out there who haven't seen the movie, so...
If you haven't seen it by now, that's your own fault.
Interesting. Interesting enough, Michelle Williams was actually offered the role that Amber Heard plays in this movie, but she turned it down.
She's too sophisticated, let's be real.
That is true. And Alexa Vega only has one line throughout this entire film.
Yeah, I don't think we're seeing her again, are we?
No, she comes back later in the movie, but she only just...
She doesn't talk.
Hey, Sam Elliott. Oh, wait, that's on him.
Hey, he's got some Iron Man type shit going on.
Yeah, I was going about to say, he thinks he's Tony Stark or something.
Machete doesn't do Iron Man.
Exactly.
What the fuck? This guy just shoots people?
Yes.
Why is he creepy? I don't like him.
David Bishop is a great actor, but I love it when he plays villains. He basically almost does the exact same thing in Godzilla vs. Kong with his villain role.
What's the point of being the villain if you're not insane?
Exactly.
Jesus.
That's why he's like, that's why there's two villains in this film. Like, Mel Gibson's like the sort of the subtle, quiet villain, and Damien Bisher's the over-the-top villain.
They thought to themselves, we might need a villain who actually just doesn't sit down the whole time.
Exactly. Whoa!
This guy creeps me out. I don't like him. Go away.
First time I saw him, I thought it was Vinnie Jones, but then I realized it wasn't. Oh!
I tremendous!
I'm popping 40 for that.
Pop 40 for that.
I need that weapon. What's fucking hell.
I like how the bat, like, Damien Bisher's henchmen are, like, shooting, but they're like, dude, you're shooting at me too. There's a bomb in his heart.
Yeah, but at the end, it kills him, right?
But now the movie became Midnight Run.
Yes.
Machete, don't run. Machete reluctantly carries.
Get to the chopper!
Kill that creepy guy, I don't like him.
And he's still going too, even despite the fact he's been disemboweled, and he's still karate kicking and fighting!
My machete!
Obviously, machete's stunt double. Oh! Here we go! Oh!
Machete! Oh! Machete doesn't like contestants.
Yes.
But machete does love bad CGI.
Yes. Hey. Leave the CGI alone. Robert Rodriguez did the CGI to this in the toilet of his house. Let's just say. Because he does his own visual effects for his own movie. He's an inspiration. And what do you mean I have to go back and star in Two and a Half Men?
He never returned.
That shot was just for Quentin with the toes.
Yes. Yes. Quentin Tarantino is masturbating to this scene right now.
Oh, no!
But it's hate masturbating because it's Amber Heard.
He feels bad about it.
He feels bad about it.
I shouldn't be doing this, but, you know, it's me.
Do you think whenever Quentin Tarantino gets a partner, he's like, so, can you learn how to give a foot job?
Just ask his wife.
I'm going to right now. I'm going to be like, so do you give him foot jobs?
Indeed.
Machete doesn't do foot jobs.
I'd love if, like, Tarantino actually really doesn't have a foot fetish. He's just been fucking with everybody for years. I think, think he does.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. Whee!
So funny.
I think an interesting thing is, like, if you know anything about Robert Rodriguez as a filmmaker, like, he has his own film studio where he shoots all of his films. Like, and all, like, everything he shoots, like, outside settings and stuff, are legit. Oh!
That was incredible.
This movie's great.
But, yes. But, like, all these, like, locations of that are, like, legit not far from his house, or at least on his own property. Mm. So he is the slightly higher budget Andy Sidaris.
Andy Sidaris.
Whee! Whoa! Look out! So many people being buzzed to death.
Also, take a drink every time Bede goes whee! Oops, shit, pause it. We're at 32:58.
I'm at 32:53.
Okay.
All right. Well, let us know when you're at 32:58, and we'll press play.
Oh, I'm back. So, 58.
Done.
Yep.
Quick ad.
Yeah, the ads have been quick today.
But
he's got a split personality. That's this guy's his rub.
I have different personalities.
Wait, I have a Bob in my heart?
Okay, so Mel Gibson's character, I'm assuming, wants to launch something into space.
Yes. And another bit of trivia about Mel Gibson's part in this film. He shot all his scenes in this film in 1 week.
And apparently it is the first time Mel Gibson ever played the main antagonist.
Yeah, that is true. This is the first film that he did where he played the bad guy. And, you know, I think, and then of course, you know, he would play the bad guy in The Expendables 3, which came out the following year.
Mm.
And the bad guy went, then he played the bad guy to those cops he called Sugar Tits.
That is true.
And the film was shot in 29 days, and it's also become kind of like 24 with the countdown.
That is true.
Doing a podcast.
Now, I want you to play Rebecca Black right now.
Jeez. But first, I have to do an ad for Blue Chew.
Tacos.
It's Mexican Blue Chew, so you got to be careful.
Yes. Michelle Rodriguez is Snake Plissken.
Is not giving a shit about family.
Is that Seth Green? he looks like Seth Green.
You know what? I couldn't even finish Fast 9.
I haven't seen it yet either.
I'm going to have to because I'm just like, this is so dumb, but whatever.
And some dude's still hanging there. And it's Machete. Just left him there.
And the other thing about Donald Trump watching this movie, this is why he wanted to build the wall.
Oh. Hey, it's Walton Goggins, the unicorn.
Indeed.
That's a good show. I like that show.
I like that show, too.
But it got cancelled recently, and I'm so bad.
Oh, boo!
Yeah.
That was a good show. But of course, he's best known for his role in The Shield.
Exactly.
And that really weird season of Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
Yes.
Where he had tits.
Yes. He had massive tits. Good for him.
I just realized Walton Goggins and Mel Gibson are in this movie. They would team up again for Fat Man later on.
Oh.
What is that? I haven't seen that yet.
I haven't seen it either.
It's a good movie, but it is weird. Like, its premise is like something you would play for laughs, but it's played completely straight.
Okay, I'm in for that.
I kind of like that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could. I mean, it's a good movie, but it might actually could be either a Tubi Tuesday movie or a Tubi Tuesday episode.
It could be a Tubi Tuesdays episode or a Tubi Tuesdays episode.
So
be a Tubi Tuesday episode.
Tubi Tuesday episode or a Tubi Fair episode, yeah, I should
say.
To be fair.
Time to take off my mask so I can get my 5 minute cameo after I've done my 5 minute cameo.
Oh hey, it's
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah. That guy that won an Oscar like 27 million years ago.
Hey, are you O.J. Simpson?
Oh, I forgot he played O.J.
It's Cuba Gooding Jr. in Cuba.
Oh, Jesus.
That guy's got a gold gun.
The man with the golden gun.
No, don't chew me! I swear I won't watch Snow Dogs again!
You deserve the Oscar, Cuba!
I'm just an over-actor extra.
And this was around the time, too, when Cuba Gooding Jr. was starting to make a bit of a comeback, because he did this film, then he did the O.J. Simpson miniseries, but then problematic stuff came out, and then like his career kind of went downhill again.
Sophia.
Sophia's sex dungeon with... this is what she does to her husband, Joe Manganiello.
It's just the left of his D&D room.
Yes.
Yes. That's his actual dungeon.
I'm in your dungeon now. Show me your dragon.
He rolls the 20-sided dice to see how hard she gets. She hits him.
Roll for. He's got to roll for initiative.
Yes.
I mean, if given the chance, wouldn't you want to be tied up in Sofia Vergara's dungeon?
No.
Yes. Wow. They killed my daughter.
I don't even want to be in there if she's in that outfit. Sorry. I'm cutting you off again.
Sorry. I love the lighting. That's Morticia lighting right there. Let's just light up the eyes but darken everything else.
Wasn't she just announced as Morticia?
Oh, no, that was Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, wrong one. Jesus. I'm confused. Leave me alone. I kind of do like the idea of Sofia Vergara doing that, though.
Female Gomez?
Mm. Boobs. I mean, boobs. Busty.
Busty boobs.
Booby fair?
Booby fair.
I just find it really weird. Like, Robin Rodriguez has known Alexa Vega since she's, like, a kid, and now that she's in her 20s, like, I want you to wear the skimpiest thing for this movie.
Yeah, that's a bit wrong. In another year, she'll be too old for Danny Trejo.
Oh, he's gone crazy again.
Yep. This is probably out the back of, like, Robert Rodriguez's house. This is, like, his kitchen, I'd reckon.
It might be, I don't know.
Kind of looks like the bar in Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Isn't it a bit weird that Robert Rodriguez had Johnny Depp in that movie and then he has Amber Heard in this one?
Mm. Well, I think at the time...
I mean, they didn't even know each other then. She was like 12.
Well, I think they either had just started going out because they met on The Rum Diary, which came out 2 years prior. So they might have only just started dating at the time.
Mm. I still have no idea what's going on in this movie.
Basically, now every bounty hunter is after them now because since they escaped, Damien Bishop's character basically like organized like him to get rescued by putting a bounty on his head, so people can find them.
And what was Machete's? What was Machete's mission? Does he have to deliver him or stop?
No, he had to save the girl, but then they killed the girl.
Right.
And then he met this guy, and he's got a bomb in his heart, and the bomb's going to go and nuke the United States. So he's got to bring him to the States to the guy who made the bomb, because he's the only guy that knows how to dissuade it within 24 hours.
Okay. That still makes no sense, but I'm following.
To be fair, it's a Robert Rodriguez film. Like, when you really think about it, when you think about it, when you watch a lot of Robert Rodriguez films, sometimes he's a little, as over the top and silly as the films are, the plots can be a little too complicated or a little too much.
Mm.
It's kind of on brand with this franchise because even the first Machete film, as much as I do enjoy that one, that had a very overcomplicated plot too.
In Tubi's tradition, what is going on?
But are you scared though?
He called him crazy.
I'm scared.
I may be insane, weird, loco, but I'm definitely not crazy.
But he's definitely not a porn star.
Exactly. Damn it, I can't kill this guy because if I do, the bomb will go off.
Also, credit to anyone who actually picks up on our obscure Simpsons references.
Yes.
So is Machete Uncle Machete or is that just...
He's the same character. So he is Uncle Machete in the Spider.
Okay, so it is just that character.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's Jack Burton. Move right there.
Okay. Yeah, Robert Rodriguez confirmed that the machete in this film is the same one in the Spy Kids films.
So, one of the Spy Kids, his niece, is trying to kill him.
Oh, well, she's playing a different character, so.
Someone who looks exactly like her.
Yeah, exactly.
That can be confusing for someone like me.
That is true.
He just confirms to themselves that, like, this is all in the same universe.
I do find it funny, since both these franchises are in the same universe, it's like, you got Machete in this corner of the universe, like, going around killing people, ripping their guts out and stuff, and then you have the other end where the Spy Kids, like, going up against, like, fun people and stuff, and it's all kid-friendly. It's kind of like DC at the DCEU at the moment. You got your PG-13 ones and then your R-rated section of the universe. Say, man, have you seen my movie Boat Trip?
So, what's the problematic stuff about Cuba Gooding Jr.?
I can't remember.
I'm looking it up now.
He got drunk?
I'm not sure. I know it was... It might have been harassment.
Nope.
Okay, you might have...
Cuba Gooding Jr. accused of raping woman. As of August 2020, he was facing sexual assault allegations.
Yes.
There you go. There has not been an update so far.
Essentially, he got Me Too'd.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not allowed to make jokes about Cuba Gooding Jr. anymore. That's
he's
the rules now.
He's a piece of shit. There we go.
Joke. Yeah, exactly.
So if he's a piece of shit, then we are allowed to make jokes about him.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Because fuck him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Damn it, I wanted everyone to see my latest movie, Fighting Temptations 2.
He wanted everyone to wear their hats like that.
Uh-oh, he's taking off his face again. I'm going to be Lady Gaga.
Okay, so it was Lady Gaga all along.
Although I'm a bit disturbed because literally if Lady Gaga is on the Cuba Gooding Jr., that means Lady Gaga was in blackface.
And she was also Walton Goggins, though.
That is true.
And she dresses up like that for some reason.
Didn't get a machete tattoo.
Ooh. So basically this hitman, the chameleon, I should say, has got, like, multiple different, like, costumes underneath each face.
I don't know.
This is a Grindhouse movie, so basically I'm not going to think of the logic in it.
There is no doctor. There is no logic. I was reading the subtitles as I was talking.
Yes.
So am I.
And I'm trying to get this man's liver. This is a weird looking hospital. It looks unfinished.
I thought the Canadian hospitals in the void were bad.
Yes. This is probably like Robert Rodriguez's back shed.
This is where he performs surgery.
Yes. Okay, guys, I know the Spy Kids 5's around here somewhere. Oh, gotta get all this blood. Put it all in the... We gotta heat up that blood.
What is going on? Dude.
Oh no, the microwave's on. No! Ew.
Why would that kill them?
I don't think it was meant to kill them. It was meant to just slow them down. Whoa! Her boobs are packing heat!
Look at those cannons.
Madonna, eat your heart out.
It's the other version of Sex Machine.
Indeed.
I think that was Tom Savini who played Sex Machine.
Yep.
Yeah. With the crotch gun, yeah.
Yep.
Soaking barely clothed women in blood.
Oh, the women didn't mind that. They're used to having bodily fluids all over them.
Not going to make that joke.
I apologize for that joke.
No, you fucking don't.
Maybe. It was an easy target and I went for it.
Bede likes it when it's easy.
Shut up! Machete doesn't like it easy.
And now my back's been already in exposition.
This was back when I looked like Jean Dujardin from The Artist. He does look like Jean Dujardin in these flashbacks.
I don't know why.
I went too undercover. Then I became a bad guy and developed like a... Is it dissociative identity disorder? Is the actual term
I
for it now?
I think so.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that.
But this is technically movie version of that, so... Oh no. They killed my wife and daughter. Everyone's wife. It would suck being a wife, having a wife and daughter in an action movie.
Yeah, because they'll likely just get killed.
They made me watch Sin City 2.
I think that came out a year after this movie, I think, Sin City 2.
I think
it was okay, but yeah, it's not a patch on the first one. The problem with Sin City 2 is that it just came out like 9 years too late. It should have came out like a year or two later.
And we just got our first glimpse of Mel Gibson.
Yep, that was day one of
50 minutes in.
That was day one of Mel Gibson's 7-day shooting schedule.
Does anyone know The Real Machete? Well, my niece and nephew, but that's a different movie.
I just love it as like, I would just love it if like Machete just sort of called. It's like, I need backup. Spy kids, get here now. And then we see the spy kids like, now they're in this universe, they're legit like blowing people up and blood splattering all over the place.
They both have like little guitar cases full of weapons.
Yes. Where's Antonio Banderas? Wasn't he meant to be in this?
Yes.
Oh, he is. Huh. And Antonio Banderas' character is meant to be the younger brother of Machete. Or at least in the Spy Kids films, anyway.
So therefore, he's off playing be the same character. They need his
kid for
continuity, goddammit.
Yeah, I guess it's weird because Robert Rodriguez, when some films are like different parts of franchises, sometimes he'll cast the same actors in different roles, which can be a little confusing. But I suppose in Alexa Vega's case, she was a kid when she was in the first three Spy Kids films, and now she's an adult. People won't make that distinction, even though it's the same actress.
Yeah, but she was in Spy Kids 4 as an adult.
That is true. Yeah, and that came out after this, I think?
Can't remember.
It was roughly around the same time, I think.
That one had Joel McHale in it for some reason.
Yeah, because I know Robert Rodriguez made, like, basically Spy Kids 4, this film, and Sin City 2 pretty much back-to-back.
And now we're quiet.
Yes. I'm trying to find things to make fun of. I'll find some trivia. Anyway, I thought that was Robert Rodriguez.
I'm invested in this movie at this point.
I still don't know what's going on, so I'm on point.
I'm scared.
Take a drink every time anyone says cartel in this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or when something ridiculous happens. And Bede going, wee! Jesus Christ.
Marcy, we totally missed out on a joke. When Lady Gaga showed up, that was the perfect time for Bede. How many Patreon subscribers would it take for me to dress up in that outfit?
Yes.
Yes.
How many?
That would be at least 60 subscribers.
Well, whatever.
Although,
by the way, guys, it was either this movie or Death Racers.
Oh, jeez, I'm scared. Although, we still haven't done an Asylum movie yet to this show. Yeah. And Death Racers is an Asylum movie.
May have to do that one for the wrestling tapes because technically that does have Raymond and the Insane Clobossi in it. So
that is true. It's Tank versus Van.
Hey,
we don't realize
she does have a machete tattoo on her arm.
Oh, she does.
I'm trying to look, but I can't. She's moving too fast. Oh, yeah.
And also, Lady Gaga was in Sin City 2 as well. So it was Robert Rodriguez who pretty much helped Lady Gaga become an actor. Whee! Stop it so I can shoot it with my boobs.
But she needs a strap on.
Yes.
Why does she need a strap on?
That's Sabini's gun from Dust Till Dawn.
Yes.
I thought Bede was going to explain what strap ons do.
No, I was not going to go anywhere near that.
I thought you were going to say so when two people love each other very much.
I'll just tell people, go watch Requiem for a Dream and you can see that all for yourself. Oh no, not Lady Gaga. No.
Wait, is she
I guess she wasn't born to go that way with her car.
There we go.
Whoa! Where are the bullets coming from?
And how does she control this?
It's kind of like Rose McGowan's leg in Planet Terror.
There we go. It's the gun.
It is.
Bam! Bam! Well, that gives the word bang a whole new meaning.
She only has sexual weapons.
That is weird because Alexa Vega in that outfit with Robert.
Yeah, Rodriguez. I know. We literally saw Alexa Vega's ass in a G-string. It's weird. I don't like it. It creeps me out.
Just wait till Sofia Vergara's character uses the ass gun.
Yes.
The anal bead cannon?
Yes. That was a good one.
That pop 4D'd me. So is Lady Gaga dead?
I think so. Oh, they're using the tunnel from Fast and Furious.
Yeah, see, this is the flaw in your logic of building a wall. There are tunnels.
That's why Trump's wall was bullshit.
Yes.
There are tunnels, people. There are tunnels.
I like how they have a Mad Max car.
America!
It's not a movie that we watch unless there's something to do with Mad Max in it.
It's that damn William Sadler again.
Now I say and so.
And then there's like Hayden Christensen, Zachary Levi, Bradley Cooper right there.
Jesus. Whoever the fuck that guy is.
I don't know. I don't know who he is. I just know he's like works for the sheriff here. And why do all Texas sheriffs like dress the exact same clothes? Damn it, that was my favorite wanking hand.
My hanging hand.
That'd be funny if like William Sadler's character of the Grim Reaper just is in the background like, oh, guess I'll claim these guys now.
Machete's impressed.
Machete impressed.
Oh, it's another personality.
How many
are I can there? I can definitely see why David Bisher wanted to play this part, because he gets to play like multiple characters in the same body.
He was just like, I don't give a shit, I'm going for gold, mate.
And he comes the Spider-Man again. Oh, a double cross.
It's double, triple, double cross.
There's too many double, triple, quadruple crosses in this
whole film. Just kill this guy?
Nope, he's alive.
He's somehow
still alive. Oh! He just decapitated him.
Wasn't that wrong?
The missile.
What happens now? The guns are cocking, baby.
Machete. Oh! Whoa! Machete got killed.
Machete's dead. See ya.
You can't have his severed head. That was meant to be mine.
What is here, going have some on? Head.
Want some head?
This whole movie's a dream sequence, and he wakes up in Spy Kids 4. Ad.
Oh,
ad.
We haven't had one. 58:26.
58:22.
All right. Let us know.
When you're at 58:26, I'll press play. So.
I'm back.
Oh, 58:26.
Yep. Boom. Now.
Yep. All good. We've got Carlos Estabalzababa. I don't know if I think of anything funny. Yeah, it's Carlos saw that and thought that's what.
Yeah, weed.
Not the weed, I meant the gun, but the weed. Yeah, give me the weed.
Now, Marcy, be nice to Carlos Emilio. He's doing the best he can as president.
Carlos Emilio? Rathcock.
Rathcock. Oh, he's in a rejuvenating pool like in Starship Troopers.
You want to know more?
You're just jealous you can't be in there with him.
Yes.
But I'm sorry, you're too old for him.
G'day, I'm Mel Gibson. I'm Mad Max.
I'll be the bad guy in this movie in the last third.
I decided to show up in this movie.
Everyone says I'm the bad guy, Niall, so I'm going to be like playing bad guys for the rest of my career now.
I'm also going to go to my church and be a racist and shit.
Allegedly.
pretty sure that was recorded on tape, but yeah. I don't know
well,
how
that is
to rejuvenate my career, so I'm just going to play dickheads for the rest of my life.
I blame that on the alcohol.
I can't quit you, booze.
Damn, booze is making me do all this shit.
I'm a bit too old for this shit, but that's not my line from Lethal Weapon.
I'm just going to sit here and wait till Sylvester Stallone calls me for Expendables 3.
I also look like I've been dead for 10 years. I'm actually a Canadian hard 40.
He's an Australian hard 60.
No, that's an Australian 16.
Yes. Australian 16.
This is what boozing up does to Aussies.
Well, that's the thing. Mel Gibson's, like, drinking problems. Like, I think I read somewhere that George Miller said that, like, even before, like, he would drink, like, at least 10 pints of beer in the morning for breakfast.
Jesus!
When they were shooting Mad Max. So, if that's not the sign of someone with a drinking problem, I don't know what is.
That's just what people do in the Outback.
That was a perfect... They should have showed us some Danny Trejo ass right there. That would have been perfect.
Exactly.
But he's a butt double. It's obviously not his ass.
Machete don't do nudity. Has nudity clause.
Machete doesn't use butt doubles.
Yes. If it is, it's just a shot on Tommy Wiseau from The Room.
I was thinking the same thing and I don't know why. So where did they get Machete's, like, machete clothes from?
I don't know. They're like all new clothes.
What's the heart? Is that guy's heart he's carrying?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
With the bomb?
Well, same. That's the thing, though. I guess, like, with Mel Gibson, like, it's him, like, kind of, you know, doing more films like this and all that now. Compared to somebody like Bruce Willis, who looks like he's asleep half the time, at least you can tell Mel Gibson's actually having fun and engaged by the material.
Mel Gibson is all in for this movie.
Oh, yeah, look at him. He's less like, I'm enjoying the fuck out of this. What? And I'm just a Star Wars fan.
They really are taking the piss out of
Star Wars. It's a fucking land speeder.
Yeah.
That is... Well, his character is a Star Wars fan. That's how the character was written.
Apparently, the role was written with Mel in mind.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, fuck, I don't like that guy. Go away. I don't like him. He scares me. And it looks like a Star Wars ship.
Well, now that I sort of think... Now that I think about it, this film, like with Mel Gibson's character of Voss being a Star Wars fan and poking fun at Star Wars, Robert Rodriguez would eventually be in the Star Wars universe for directing an episode of The Mandalorian.
That's true.
So it all comes full circle. It all comes full circle.
At least Mel Gibson's ship doesn't look like a giant dick like Jeff Bezos's.
Yes.
The dick ship, the dick rocket.
The dick rocket.
So why did they not make Machete Kills again in space?
This one didn't do well.
Yeah, it pretty much flopped. Even though the first one actually did pretty well, the sequel kind of just flopped. But I think there was a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff about like the marketing and stuff like that. Like, I remember when the movie came out in Australia, it only played for like a week or two, and then it was taken out of cinemas. Like, I had to go out of my way to find a cinema that was playing the movie. And it was like showing in one or two cinemas here in Melbourne at the time.
That's a bit sad.
But they should make it anyway. Although Danny Trejo is still hoping for that movie to happen.
You couldn't even get Lady Gaga to come back because she's too big a star now.
Yeah, that's true.
Even though she might be dead, I don't fucking know. What happened to that character? She was seen for 2 seconds.
Indeed. That's the thing I get about Robert Rodriguez. I kind of love that, also kind of like hate as well. It's like he just throws so much at the screen in terms of characters. It just never really kind of fully sticks together.
Shadowing. Just...
Oh. This is a new... This is the Jason X machete. Electric shock machete.
Machete don't shock.
So I guess if Mel Gibson kills someone with machete, would you say that's a Hacksaw Ridge?
Kyle.
The bee jokes I like totally just sending this whole podcast down so much.
If anyone thought dad jokes were lame, bee jokes are fucking dog shit.
Marcy, the opportunity was there and I took it.
I'm giving you the finger.
Who is this guy?
I don't like him. Go away.
Machete says Marcy tells you to go away.
Oh, thank fuck.
There can only be one. Until the next one.
No!
Oh, he's a clone! There's fucking clones!
No, now there's more. I don't like it. I don't want to look.
Marcy, are you scared right now? I want to find out who this fucker is.
I don't like it. I can't look.
Marco Zaylor. That's the guy. He's actually a Chilean martial artist / actor. Oh, he was... Let's see what else he's been in. Well, he was in Marcy, he's been in something you have seen. He played Roald Dollar in Undisputed Free Redemption.
Oh. Well, it's been a while since I've seen that. So.
And he also was in Savage Dog with Scott Adkins as well. And also Alita Battle Angel, and he'll also be in John Wick Chapter 4.
Well, Quick in this harder. Movie, he's creeping me the fuck out, and I want him to go away.
Indeed. I need an army of Scottish people with kilts and face paint.
And I'm gonna win over Machete by giving him a good Aussie fucking dinner, mate.
He ordered DoorDash for some Outback.
Yes.
I got all this from DoorDash.
Well, it turns out the only thing we could get was Trejo's tacos, but he already had some.
And he said, why not both? The fuck is going on?
Damn it, mate, I asked for beer, not wine.
I want it, my Foster's.
Where's me fucking Foster's, mate? Even though I have more of an American accent now, I'm still quintessentially Australian.
Isn't he the same character from that one movie where that guy's caught in the time loop?
Yes. That's a good movie, Boss Level. That's a good one. And he's good. He's a villain in that, too, and he's really good as well.
Then that had Frank Grillo, right?
That is true.
I should watch it, because he's hot.
What? Look at all these, like, evil dictators. If this movie was made today, Donald Trump would totally be up on there. It'd
be funny if they actually foreshadowed that with a picture of Donald Trump on there.
That is true. Oi, you're not supposed to be touching my telescope. I'm very upset now.
I'm compensating. That's why I have a big telescope.
Whee!
Oh my god, I have no idea what the fuck is going on, and this guy is creeping me out.
So how does he have these precog powers again?
I'm Mel Gibson, Mel Gibson, mate. They came from Jesus.
There you go.
This is what Exorcist happened after I made Passion of the Christ. Sorry.
Whee! Hey, that land speed has got wheels. The illusion's ruined now.
I was going to say, the land speed has wheels.
That illusion's been cracked for me now. I can never look at him the same way again now. Nah. Actually, I think now that I remember, Robert Rodriguez's episode for The Mandalorian, I think it was actually shot near where he lived as well.
Well, it was sort of that desert-ish setting, because it was a very action-y episode, that one.
Yeah. It actually was shot on, like, location rather than sort of using green screens and stuff like that.
And now I'm going to eat some nuts because I like nuts in my mouth. That was probably the worst Mel Gibson impression ever.
I think all about Mel Gibson's impressions because his accent's more Americanized now. So it's hard to do an American-Australian voice.
We just do
it's like, hey, mate.
Aussie voice.
Nice.
Whoa! That dude just, like, turned into a skeleton.
He couldn't handle machete.
Fatality.
Fatality.
Ew!
Get the fuck out of here.
Ew, blood.
Ew, guts.
Not that truck.
So why'd you give machete these weapons?
No, he stole them.
Oh. Fucking hell.
I love it when we do Tubi Tuesdays because you can honestly tell that you're not paying attention at all.
No, not at all.
I try and I fail. Because I'm trying to be entertaining while watching the movie.
That is true. But that's why we love doing the show, because that's why people listen to the show.
I don't know why
people listen to the show.
I don't know why anyone does.
people think Buzzsword again. Wow!
Oh my god, that's tremendous.
That's straight out of Dawn of the Dead.
Yes, machete buzzsaws.
Hey, it's Letty.
Well, Letty had to do something in between Fast and Furious movies.
It's her side gig. Where she doesn't have to fucking hear about Vin Diesel's family. Kills me every time. Because I don't know if you're talking like Vin Diesel or Sylvester Stallone.
It can be both.
And.
Ad.
Oh, shit, ad?
Oh.
Is it for you, pause. An ad?
Ad?
Nope.
Oh, we don't have an ad either. I paused it. We're at 1 hour, 11:58.
Yeah, same here.
Okay.
Okay.
That was just a random pause in the movie.
We've actually, on our end, not had an ad, have we?
Well, yeah, except for what, but that's a whole different story.
No one has to know about that. When they put up the
wall? Yes.
This is going to be fun to edit.
My favorite cliche is like when they go into like one of those big containers, you know, like you see at shipping yards, it's like really small, but you go inside and it's absolutely huge inside.
It's the TARDIS effect.
Three bases of TARDIS.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that they're using IMAX.
Sponsored by AMD, evidently.
AMD, but they're on IMAX.
Okay, now the movie is bringing in some social commentary about all those who have vanished over the border.
Donald Trump ate them.
Oh, jeez. They were very delicious. I put them on my plate because I wanted Mexican. I wanted some foreign food, so they brought me some people from Mexico, and it was delicious. And then I'm like, I'm going to let some people go over the border. And then, of course, I was like, no, we need to shut the border down because I need KFC.
What the fuck was that?
I have no idea.
Jesus.
But to be fair, it's more coherent than anything else Donald Trump has ever said.
Well, that's true, even though I didn't fucking understand a word of what you said.
Indeed.
Who the fuck is that?
If that's not Tom Savini, I'll be upset. I think it is Tom Savini. Yes!
It is Tom Savini.
He's alive. Oh, he was in the first movie too.
Yeah.
And he killed Cheech.
Yeah. He's also reprising his role of sex machine.
Indeed.
Sofia Vergara stole his gun. He's trying to get revenge.
Tom Savini hasn't aged either. That man's been this, looks the same for like 40 years now.
I know, right?
Oh, now he... Now that because he killed the Padre Cheech Marin in the first movie, he has now sort of become a Padre now too.
That's how you become a priest. You have to kill a priest and you take over their priest powers.
Exactly.
But you got to be very specific which powers you want of the priest.
Yeah. You know what the very controversial powers that nobody wants?
That's what I was getting at and I didn't want to say it.
The kind of
powers that Jeffrey Epstein had.
Yeah, let's not go there.
No, I'm not.
Machete, don't joke.
And how is she still alive?
She's just gone back to be like, I'm just going back to be all pretty.
Wasn't there like... Am I dreaming? But wasn't there... Maybe it wasn't her. But wasn't there rumor her and Michelle Rodriguez were dating at some point, or am I dreaming this up?
I haven't heard anything about that.
Well, Michelle Rodriguez was hooking up with someone. That she
was it Cristina Loken?
Wasn't it Cristina Loken? Yeah, maybe I was thinking of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair.
To be fair.
Who doesn't hook up with Michelle Rodriguez?
I mean... I'm jealous of Zac Efron every day because he hooked up with her too. Wow. I mean, what?
I mean, she could hurt me. I'd like it. I'd be like, I'll be your family.
I'll be your family.
Like, we could be step siblings in this movie.
Robert Rodriguez, this film needs more family.
He should do a Fast and Furious movie.
Yes. I'm surprised he hasn't yet.
I mean, it's on the same level as this, pretty much.
Exactly. Hey, Robert Rodriguez was doing Fast and Furious movies before Fast and Furious went all the way.
Fast and Furious Robert 10. I want to see
Robert Rodriguez do the next Suicide Squad movie.
Ooh, I like that idea.
That I could do. But like,
see, that's an idea I can get behind.
Why not do Fast and Furious 10 Machete Kills Again in Space?
Ooh. I like this. Combine the franchises together.
So, what the fuck is her character meant to be again?
I smell
the beauty queen who is a, arms dealer.
And she's also a villain?
Yes.
I'm so confused.
So there's way too many double crosses in this movie. This is like the fourth one that's happened so far in this film.
What a twist!
This is Double Cross the movie.
Double Cross the movie. Machete, don't double cross.
Machete, don't text.
We're going to kill you, Machete, and blame all these, everything that has happened so far in this film on you, like I did to Johnny Depp.
Is she secretly Lady Gaga? Is this going to be another reveal? Or did he literally, put Lady Gaga stars in this movie and she's in it for 2 seconds?
Actually, you know what? I think Lady Gaga will come back because I think at some point she does transform into... the comedian transforms into Antonio Banderas.
Oh, okay.
And he hasn't appeared in the film yet.
No, that's true.
I know I spelled bitch in the air is probably one of the best lines of this movie.
I smell bitch in the air.
That's what I say every day.
That is true.
But you're just talking about your cats.
Mm. That's true. Every time they take a shit in the kitty litter.
I've been shot.
Where's Melvin?
That wasn't Melvin. Or Milton.
Milton.
What happened to Milton?
Who's Milton?
Any random first guy henchman is a Milton.
I'm so Machete fucking just... confused.
But are you scared though, Marcy? That is the question.
I am a little bit scared because I'm so confused.
Well, the good news, Marcy, we're over halfway through this movie.
Yeah. We've got about 20 minutes left or half an hour or something like that.
Indeed. I think another thing, too, as much as I do enjoy this film, I think my two main criticisms of it, number one, the plot can be a little too complicated for its own good.
Mm.
And number two, I think it's a little too long for its own good.
A film like this needs to be 80 minutes. There's no reason.
80 or 90 minutes.
Yeah.
80 minutes, 5 minutes, same thing.
How many women was he in bed with?
3.
Are we sure that it's not really Charlie Harper as the president?
Again, this is why Donald Trump wanted to be the president. He saw this movie and thought that's all the job was.
I'm pretty sure that's a fucking accurate.
And Machete's in somewhere random again.
Machete needs to have a rest.
Machete's in the soul realm.
Wait a second, I've got it. Machete is the variant of the Spy Kids machete.
Oh,
I like this idea.
That means Alexa Vega is just a variant of her character in Spy Kids, where she became a murdering stripper or whatever.
I like that.
Yeah.
So would the Vaz?
Oh, there he is.
It's Antonio Banderas.
Would the Vaz of Spy Kids universe be a good guy then?
Mm-hmm. He would actually run the Spy Kids Corp.
Yes. And Antonio Banderas as the Le Chameleon is the variant of his character Cortez from the Spy Kids films. Now look. I think even Antonio Banderas wants to give mustache rides too.
I mean,
look at that mustache.
If he was offering, I wouldn't say no.
I mean, look at that mustache. It's glorious.
It's Antonio Banderas. Hello.
That is true.
How have we not had a buddy cop movie with Banderas and Machete?
Ooh. Let's write to Robert Rodriguez and tell him to make that movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now that's done, I can go find Mel Gibson and we'll star in Expendables 3.
Those shoes still blows are incredible.
It still blows my mind that Danny Trejo, out of all the cast members in the Expendables films, even though he wasn't in it himself, he's older than Sly, Bruce, Schwarzenegger, and all the rest of them. I think the only person who's older than him was Harrison Ford. And you're not Bradley Cooper, so I'm going to shoot you in the face. Lady Gaga looks like she's dressed up as an Oscar. Oh, I'm just going to shoot you. I'm just going to put my gun upside down and shoot you. Mm-hmm. Oh, this wasn't a costume like they had in the costume department. This is what Lady Gaga just rocked up in on the day of shooting.
Yeah, it's just what she wore.
This was her first day of filming.
Mm. Yes.
So, where did his tits go? That disguise.
But
he was a lot skinnier.
I think he's
look at me. Yeah, look, chameleon could just be anyone he. Chameleon wants to be.
Apparently.
Where'd he go?
I'm so confused.
Yeah, there's way too much plot in this movie, even though I'm still having a lot of fun with it regardless.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I just have no fucking idea.
Hey, let's do the joke this way. Bean, how many patrons would you need for him to dress up in that outfit?
Yes.
As Antonio Banderas' outfit? I'll make it 40 subscribers.
Okay.
So it's less to dress as Antonio Banderas.
Yes.
I think you'd need to buy those shoes, like, seriously.
I will. Oh, it's white supremacist rednecks.
Oh, it wasn't a real moustache. I'm sad.
Is Antonio Banderas basically pretending he's like... Yeah, I know. He's William Shatner now. It's like, I'm from Ontario. Because I'm William Shatner.
He's a proud Canadian, eh?
Yes.
That's why he's a Canadian.
Meanwhile, at the US border,
as opposed to the them border.
Yes.
Oh. I thought he was just hanging out in the trunk of a car. Not that's where the tunnel came out of.
Yes.
Whoops.
Again, all this is probably like a mile or two of Robert Rodriguez's house.
This is his backyard.
Yes. Oh, look, it's those two nurses from Planet Terror.
But wasn't he just there? How did he get into the tunnel?
No, he was in a different area.
Oh, fucking hell. I don't know what's going on.
This guy here, the doctor, he's actually a real-life doctor, and he's like Robert Rodriguez as a GP.
Oh, really?
He's a real doctor.
Oh.
And, like, because he was in Planet Terror as well. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, we're not going to cast an actor to play the doctor. We'll get my actual real doctor to play the parts. And then he can just say all the medical stuff. And then it can be, like, authentic.
That's hilarious.
That is the thing about Robert Rodriguez that I kind of love about him. He casts, like, people he knows in real life in his films. Like, there's the guy who runs the strip club in Planet Terror is actually his realtor. It's just funny. And, of course, the two nurses from Planet Terror, they're actually his nieces.
Oh, okay. He and nieces dress up as sexy nurses. Creepy.
Yeah. Viva Machete.
Okay.
Wow. I'm confused.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm scared. I mean, I really am.
Look at what's going on. Gotta wear that stylish eye patch.
Mm-hmm.
I just like this, like, anyone at this party would think all the waiters and all that would be like, something sus about all these waiters. they could be an underground freedom fighter group.
Machete doesn't wait tables.
That's Machete Kent.
Machete Kent. Okay, I may not be Tony Stark, but I'm not Tony Stark, but I'm the next best thing. I'm Aussie Tony Stark. I'm Tone Stark.
Tony Stark. Do I even have a cape? Because I'm fucking cool, mate.
Taika Waititi is not the bad guy.
Taika Waititi could be in a Robert Rodriguez film if he wanted to. And I got to be careful what I say his name, because I did a video review of one of his films once, and people in the comments section got angry at me for mispronouncing his name wrong.
How dare you?
Indeed. Let's get naked.
What the fuck are these outfits?
They're all going on the spaceship.
They're all rich.
But why would you wear that on a spaceship?
Because it looks cool.
But it doesn't.
Well, that is true. But they don't know that because they're rich. You know, I don't like with between this film... Between the Machete franchise and Grindhouse, I don't think I've seen quite a lot of Grindhouse films in my time. I don't think I've ever seen one that's anything like Machete Kills.
Nope.
It's more kind of like a parody of a Grindhouse film.
Mm. Now shoot all the rich people.
Yes.
No orgy tonight.
I'm running away. Oh, I'm moving back away. Time to take off all these clothes.
She can't fight with her clothes on.
Exactly. I mean, who wants to fight in like waiters' outfits?
Well, somehow they have shorts on now.
Bam, 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 bam.
So many after effects.
It wouldn't surprise me if Robert Rodriguez's technique for visual effects is After Effects. Hey, I shouldn't make fun of Robert Rodriguez. He's a do-it-yourself filmmaker and he does everything.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he shot. Excuse me. Yeah, he shot the heart.
And it's fucked.
Now we got 5 minutes left.
There's longer than 5 minutes left of this movie. Oh, wait, when a bomb has to go off, it takes forever when it's, like, down to the last few seconds.
Yeah, it could be 5 minutes, but it's technically, like, 20 minutes.
Oh, not Tom Savini!
No!
Not Tom Savini.
How dare you, Mel?
He had 1 day left till retirement.
Jesus Christ. I'm leaving.
Ah, good thing I walked into this weapons room. Pulled the Spider-Man mask. I wonder if they licensed that from, like, Marvel.
No.
Oh, it was him in the luchador mask the entire time.
Son of a bitch.
So it wasn't Rey Mysterio.
He was the one who killed Jessica Alba. And that's a bad thing? I mean, what? Hoo-ah!
Love the cape.
Yes.
The fucking cape? Why?
No capes!
Yeah, Edna Mode would be so angry with him.
Indeed. Apparently in the background of this scene, with all the weapons, if you look closely, the sword that Mel Gibson used in Braveheart is on one of the in one of the cases.
That makes sense. Why isn't he using that one?
Indeed. Mel Gibson's having way too much fun.
Oh, totally.
I bet he kept that outfit and wears it to bed.
He probably does. I would.
Like, I'm going to kill you with this.
I think that is a Star Trek weapon.
That's it, a batleth.
Yeah, that is a... Ah, my face! My beautiful face!
And that's how he became the man without a face.
Exactly.
I bet you all forgot that was a movie.
I mean, I haven't forgot that movie, but I'm glad that you brought the reference of it up. I like how he's like shooting people, just jumping around all over the place and then shooting people.
Yeah, whatever. He doesn't care.
Just kill him. He's creeping out Marcy.
I know. And then they bring out fucking clones of him, so I can't get rid of him ever. This is not fair.
Like any good grindhouse movie, they're killing the same five stunt guys over and over.
Yes. Oh! Ah! She shot out her upper eye!
Oh, son of a bitch.
What a bitch.
See, the signs were all there. No! Oh no, not that random waiter, no!
So, the character of the chameleon was in this movie for nothing, because they contributed nothing.
Vin Diesel just drives through the wall and runs over Amber Heard. Family!
Got to put on my mask. Oh. Ah, so he was the man in the iron mask at the beginning of the movie.
Damn you, Richard!
So he won't be played by Leonardo DiCaprio in Machete Kills in Space. Which is subject to change. I'm such a bitch.
And all of these people are still there.
Yes. Look at all these rich whiteys. Except for maybe that one person. That dress is not very practical to fight. Mm-hmm. Hoo-ah! I may not see anymore, but I'm still gonna kick your ass.
Mm-hmm. He reminds me of Molly Holly from WCW.
Miss. They should have had a Was it Miss Madness or something?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, she used to wear the long dresses.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's a good insult, though. Oh!
Oh, she's ripping her dress.
I was going to say, she's, that's not a good time to do that.
Stabbed herself in a vagina.
That's what I thought she did!
Hey, whatever gets you off, that's all good.
They call her No Eyes.
Boot to the head.
Call her No Eyes. Oh, wait a second. Didn't, like, Johnny Depp in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood...
Yep.
Once Upon a Time in Mexico, yep. Didn't he have his eyes shot out as well? And he had the fight...
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of reoccurring themes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna beat you with my blonde hair.
Show you what I did to Johnny Depp that one time.
Oh. Wow.
I mean,
allegedly. Hold still. Can I shoot so I can shoot out your third eye? And she got punched in the crotch.
Look, it's a punched movie with Amber Heard. We knew the jokes were gonna be there.
Yeah, exactly. Whee!
Okay.
That was my favorite tit.
It's the second time they've used this gag in this movie.
It wasn't that deep. It was only a small little thing.
Mm-hmm.
I shoot you in the face. Bam!
Bitch went down.
I'm just gonna... Machete, don't rock it.
Machete doesn't know wires.
Blue wire.
Whee!
Did his outfit change?
A little bit.
I think he lost
the cape. Definitely changed. He lost the cape. And Edo was like, no cape. So he was like, all right, I'll take the cape off. That is true. We saw what she did to Emma. Oh, no!
No!
What's he doing? Oh.
She's been carbonated!
Oh, Jesus. What? Why?
Because he's a Star Wars fan.
She gave him the finger while he froze her.
Indeed. We're going to steal all the laborers from Mexico and then make them work for these white people on this space base.
Yeah, pretty much.
Social commentary.
I'm building a space wall and I'm making the Mexicans pay for it.
Mm-hmm. And I will be now played by Leonardo DiCaprio.
See, that would have been funny.
Or Taika Waititi.
Yes.
Whee!
Or at this point, Jermaine Clement.
Yes.
Machete in space.
Machete don't cut blue wire. Now he does.
Now it goes in the water.
Rockets. Well, we know one thing. Rockets can skip on water.
He was almost in space a second ago.
Holy shit. A rocket skipping across water? A rocket skip across water? Now I see the connection? Wow. See, Robert Rodriguez is a smart motherfucker.
Except for the other three that are in space right now.
Yes. Hello, I'm President Carlos Even Stevens. Here, have some tiger blood. It'll make you feel better.
SpaceX!
You go up into space if I was Christopher Walken.
As opposed to those shitty SpaceX.
SpaceX launched spite.
He looks so awkward in that outfit.
Hey, James McAvoy. Or is that Elon Musk? I'm not sure.
That is Elon Musk. That's Elon Musk.
Holy shit! That was him!
It's the actual SpaceX of Elon Musk in this fucking movie.
Wow. Oh, and now setting up a sequel that we'll probably never get.
Mm-hmm. Until we do.
Yes. Whee! In space! Oh, there's double machetes! Clones of machetes.
The fuck?
Machete don't clone. Machete don't clone. You know what they should have done? Like, instead of, like, if they knew they weren't ever going to make us another one, they should have just basically, like, made, like, a five-minute version of that story. Like, and it just wraps up the whole thing.
Because this...
Robert...
This left on a cliffhanger. We don't know what happened. Yeah. What the fuck?
That's the thing, though. Robert Rodriguez could film, like, the third movie, like, in a weekend.
I know.
He could. Exactly. I mean, if Robert Rodriguez can shoot this movie in 30 days, he can shoot the sequel in, like, a week.
Know what happens now. It's just cheated me out of it.
Or at least make us like a comic book sequel or something.
Transporting to the post credits.
Yes. This here's all the actors.
Who appeared in this movie?
Here's all the actors who appeared in 5 minutes of this movie. El Chameleon.
Well, this was definitely a movie, guys.
This definitely was a movie.
This is cinema.
Cinema. Damn straight it was. And we're not even getting, like, the what's coming up next on Tubi's bit yet. Like, they haven't popped up yet.
Tubi
Let's wrap it up.
Tubi hasn't given me anything. There's, like, 5 minutes of credits. Usually Tubi tells me, like, oh, wait, there's something at the end.
Oh, wait, there's an after-scene credit. I didn't know about this.
Yeah, there is. Let's go just watch that.
All right. Okay, we're... Let's pause the movie so everyone knows where we are to get to the credits.
Post-credits scene, so we're at 1 hour, 47 minutes, and 10 seconds. It says Robert Rodriguez's Machete Kills.
In space. In 3D. I didn't know there was an after scene credit in this film.
It's Amber Heard getting kicked in the crotch, punched in the pot. Oh, yeah, that's all it was. It wasn't a credit.
Oh, wait.
Charlie Sheen.
I am Carlos Charlie Sheen.
Oh, yeah. Whoops. Oh. And that's all there was.
That's it.
Yes. Oh, and what's coming up next?
I don't know. No! Maybe when you go start again on my end. but that wraps up the movie.
I beg to differ, Amber Heard. You can just pussy punch somebody.
She did to Johnny Depp.
Indeed.
All right. Well, but, that wraps us up.
Yep, that wraps the this episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
It does. We have been watching Machete Kills, and no sequel in sight, so we have no idea what's going to happen.
I think we should make our own sequel and play all the characters.
Yeah.
I would be Danny Trejo.
Yes. And I'll be Mel Gibson. I'll drink tons of beer before shooting.
Yeah.
You're Aussie Mel Gibson.
Yes. I bring in Mel Gibson back to Australia.
Oh, Jesus. Well, thank you. On that note, thank you to anyone who has lasted listening to the entire podcast. Well done. If you are a member of patreon.com/thesupernetwork, you get not only early access to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast on our cheapest tier, you also get the ad-free version as well as the occasional video version. So our Patreon is very much worth signing up for and checking that out. And as always, you can find us at supermarcy.com, the base of operations for the Super Network. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/thesupernetwork, and you can join our group at facebook.com/group/thesupernetwork. You can find us at Twitter at twitter.com/sm_supernetwork. You can find us on the Instagrams at the.super.network. We are on the TikTok at the Super Network. We are on YouTube under the Super Network. So look up the Super Network YouTube channel. You will find us, or look up the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. It's all there, and we are streaming on all the major podcast streaming platforms. So be sure to check those out. And of course, you can follow me personally, if you so desire to, at Supermarcy on Twitter. Bede, where can people find you?
If people want to find me, they can find me on my Twitter page at twitter.com/Bejamine, or my personal writer's page on Facebook at facebook.com/TerribleAussie. And of course, you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns. And also, hopefully around the time once this episode airs, our first bit of coverage for the Fantasia Film Festival will be online. So yes. Definitely check all those reviews out.
Yes. And Batch, where can people find you and Pop4D?
You can find me every Tuesday on Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, for me and Mark Chevalier and assorted yahoos that we invite on the show. Recap all the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man and such. You can also find us over on the Pop4D Network with a brand new show of the Wrestling Tapes, where we recap and do commentaries for classic movies with professional wrestlers in them, coming soon from Pop4D.
Yes, and be sure to check Pop, that is P-O-P, the number 4D, on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, all of those. Yep. Pop4D or Pop4D Official. And I think you can find Batch on the Twitters at Multiverse5. And there we go.
Damn straight.
And don't forget to show your support. Show us how much you love us. Blah, blah, blah. All the rest. We'll be back next week with my pick. And yeah, stay tuned to see what that is. Everyone should be fucking scared.
I'm scared right now.
I'm always scared, but that's just me. So.
All right. So until next time. I've been Super. Batch has been a professor of weed, because that's what I decided he is. And Bede has been the best of the worst that Australia has to offer. And also, don't go into space with Mel Gibson. I think it's trouble.
Because you might have to drink a bunch of beers.
So long, everyone. And also...
All right. See you, everybody. Bye.
Machete, go kick some ass.
I'll be your handler. You ready for this? Good for calls, texts, tweets.
Watch it, they don't tweet.
The enemy may have a missile, but we have machete.
Machete kills. That's what he does.
You can't beat my army of super soldiers.
Bring me my double Ds.
Pucker up, lover boy!
You've seen my face.
Muy bien, indeed.
I smell fish taco.
Let's do this.
You can't beat me. Because I know your every move.
Nobody knows Machete.
Machete kills.
Damn, you're good.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.